We're visiting with Pioneer Seeds field agronomist Larry Lunder. Larry, how are things going with corn and soybean harvest in eastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota?
Well, actually pretty rapid. We've had, you know, very warm conditions and for the most part fairly dry to this point, and that has made for pretty quick harvest compared to how it is some years. The yields, of course, will vary a lot depending on the past history and the amount of rain they caught over the growing season.
Tell me more about corn harvest.
We're coming to find that in certain areas of the state, of course, there was a lot turned into cattle feed. So we have a lot of fields that would have been intended to be combined that have been chopped up and put into a pile already. So we're really in pretty good shape on harvest. We're quite a ways ahead. I mean, they're progressing on grain. The only thing that hasn't really fired up a whole bunch and got rolling, of course, is the sunflowers, unless they went out and desiccated them. Those seem to be the only ones that are being harvested, is those that took the time and applied a harvest aid.
Yeah, I think some farmers also, as things move quickly here, as they wrap it up, they're thinking about 2022 as well. What should they be thinking about, and where should they start when they plan?
Well, you know, when you're making your plans for 2022, of course, you're going to want to decide what that rotation looks like. And then you're going to, of course, want to go about, you know, securing, of course, some of those supplies such as seed and crop protection and fertilizer that you need. I mean, from our aspect, we had some really good luck with some of our soybeans this year. A couple of our Enlist varieties that we were really pleased with were a P06T32 and a P06T56E. This gives you all the flexibility that comes with Enlist, that later application date that often will take you into July. It's not a restricted use product, at least the Enlist is not, that you spray on, and certainly gives you some advantage. It tends to be very, very stable when you apply it. And then for those, of course, who still prefer the Extend option, we offer some excellent varieties there, such as P03A26 Extend, a couple of new ones, a P05A73 Extend, and a P07A18 Extend. These are three varieties that have been on top of a lot of the plots that are coming in this year, those that, of course, we did harvest, and we've been quite pleased with their performance.
I bet it's been an interesting year to monitor the weed situation, especially with some of these products, and you really see what they can do in all different kinds of weather.
It's been challenging, and, you know, hats off to the farmers out there. They did a really good job of managing weeds, and some of them are really starting to see the payback on that now when they're out harvesting a better crop than maybe in some cases what they expected. It was key in to have these options that we have now with both the Enlist and the Extend is something that we really didn't have several years back and would have made this year much, much more difficult to try to manage through.
Is there anything else that farmers need to be thinking about for 2022?
You know, just think a little bit about corn. I would say that market looks pretty good right now too. And, you know, we offer, you know, a range of maturities anywhere from P7861. Acre max up in the mid 80s. We offer a P8588 acre max, and we have a new introduction this year, a P9193 acre max, which we feel will be a very impactful hybrid for us in the years to come. All of these three products, and why I mention them, they have a pretty good drought rating. Now, hopefully, we won't be in a drought next year, but if we are still on the drier side, you can put these products in with more confidence that they'll perform better in tougher conditions.
Once again, we've been visiting with Pioneer Seeds field agronomist Larry Lunder on the Red River Farm Network.